Alan Dolby here from Ready Away at Peter's Community Day. Another stand. What's your name, sir?
It's Paul Stratford from Solar Cycle.
And tell me a bit more about Solar Cycle then, and why you're at St Peter's.
So Solar Cycle is my business, and we develop and install solar-powered e-bike charging. Now, this is to encourage people on e-bikes to bring their e-bikes instead of the car when they visit the hospital. This is for staff, we have our first two installations at this hospital and also at Ashford Hospital as well.
Okay, I didn't realise solar bikes were a thing, and I didn't realise you could actually charge them at a charging station or anything, so I thought you had to do it at home.
Well, it's completely new, so we are the only one in the country. It's this unit here, you can see.
You can't see that on radio.
No, quite. So this unit is our own design. It's the first in the UK.
So this is a unit that's about 4 foot high, I suppose, something like that as well.
Yeah, it's 120 centimetres high. So this has two charging ports on it. So anyone with an e-bike can come and plug in. It fits any type of e-bike, any brand. And they simply turn up with their charger, plug it in. It's completely free for them. The energy provided comes from the sun, so that's completely free. And every person who travels, you know, to the hospital in a car, if they swap their journey to an e-bike, they're shaving off significant CO2 emissions from cars or even electric bikes that aren't powered by solar.
Do they take their battery out and put it in here or anything?
Yes, we can do both. So you can take your battery out, put it in the unit, lock it away safely and charge it. Alternatively, if your bicycle doesn't have a removable battery, the lead comes out of a little hole on the side here and plugs straight into the bike itself.
And it's all completely free?
It's completely free for the e-bike user, yes, but we want more of them visiting.
Okay, all right. And how much are e-bikes nowadays?
So the standard e-bike, well, they start from very cheap. Now, like all things, the more you spend, the better you get. There is a kind of tipping point, I think, at around the £2,500 mark. And that is for a bike that, if it does end up in inclement weather, a bit of rain, it's not going to fail in the first rainstorm it ends up in. The cheaper bikes can be a problem, and the cost to repair them can be quite high, whereas the better bikes last longer, and there are more places that will repair them. So I recommend spending what you can.
And these are all sort of lithium-ion battery packs, that sort of stuff, are they?
They are lithium-ion battery packs in the bikes. Our system doesn't use lithium, so it's, we think, more stable. The interesting thing, so employees at the hospital here, there is a cycle-to-work scheme, so if they are interested in a bike, they can pay for it through salary sacrifice, or we can introduce them to finance partners. I recommend getting a better bike, but paying for it over time, it'll pay for itself much better that way.
Okay, and where you said there was located at St Peter's and Ashford, whereabouts are they?
So we've converted one existing bike rack. It's a locked bike rack up by the accident and emergency area. It has a cage in the front, so you can put your e-bike in there safely, plug it in, and then you can lock the cage so that it won't get stolen or hopefully won't get vandalised or stolen because it's hidden behind a padlock.
Okay, all right. And your sort of local organisation, are you?
We're Surrey-based, yeah, and this is all manufactured and put together in Surrey locally.
Okay, all right, thank you much. Cheers.